Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Midwest Beat here on Lakeshore Public Radio at 89.1 FM on the dial and streaming worldwide at lakeshorepublicradio.org. I'm Tom Lounges, and this program, Midwest Beat, is all about music and the people who make it. Well, tonight we're going to flash back over the last year, 2020. What a year it was, indeed. So many terrible things happened, including the loss of so many amazing musicians. Now, we're not going to be able to name through and play songs from all of them, but there are a number that we will remember this evening. In fact, we're going to remember about 24, 25 of them and play some snippets of the songs. A roll call, if you will, of some of the great talents that we lost. Let's start off with Sweet Home Chicago's very own Marty Grebs, keyboardist, guitarist, and saxophonist, was a founding member of the Buckinghams from Chicago. Buckinghams had all sorts of great songs. They formed in 1967, and he later on went to play with another great Chicago band, H.P. Lovecraft. Well, let's remember Marty Grebs, who died on January 1st of 2020, the first rock and roll death of the year, and a classic from the day by the Bucks, Don't You Care.
All the other guys in town, can't you see? You're hurting me, don't you care? Don't you care? If you don't want me, why don't you tell me? Instead of telling lies and making me cry, can't you see? You're hurting me, don't you care? Don't you care? Whatever happened to all the good times we used to have? The times we cried and laughed. I wanna know, I wanna know.
Remembering Marty Grebs of Chicago's own Buckinghams and H.P. Lovecraft, guitarist, keyboardist, died on January 1st of 2020, the first of many rock and roll deaths, music deaths of that tragic year we just survived, the rest of us. We're doing a roll call of some of the great talents we lost. We start with Marty Grebs of the Buckinghams. We also lost an amazing drummer, some might say the best drummer in rock and roll, Mr. Neil Peart of Rush. He died this past year, 2020, on January 7th. And let's remember Neil with a classic clip, Bastille Day.
Marching to Bastille Day, and we all marched to the drum of Mr. Neil Peart.
who died January 7th, 2020, one of the early deaths in rock and roll of that tragic year. At the age of 67, Neil, virtuoso drummer, lyricist for Rush, wrote a lot of the words that Geddy would sing there, and truly was a tragedy losing him. Number three on our list of those that we are roll calling who passed away in 2020. His death came January 26th. I remember interviewing this gentleman when they were on the reunion tour for the revival of folk music in America. He was one of the premier folk singers in American history as a member of the Kingston Trio. He was, in fact, the last surviving member of the Kingston Trio, a Bay Area group that sparked the folk music revival of the 50s and again in the 1980s. So let's remember the late, great Mr. Bob Shane of the Kingston Trio, who passed away at age 85 on January 26th. Here he is.
There are many songs written about the Eternal Triangle. This next one tells the story of a Mr. Grayson, a beautiful woman, and a condemned man named Tom Dooley. When the sun rises tomorrow, Tom Dooley must hang.
Your head, Tom Dooley, hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley, poor boy, you're bound to die. I met her on the mountain, there I took her life. Met her on the mountain, stabbed her with my knife. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley, hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley, poor boy, you're bound to die. This time tomorrow, reckon.
Mr. Bob Shane, last surviving member of a great American folk band, the Kingston Trio. I remember interviewing him and just being enamored. I was a big Bob Dylan fan, Tom Paxton fan, Phil Oakes fan, and I got into folk music through them. But when you went back, it all was rooted in bands like the Kingston Trio, the Harmonies. So remembering Mr. Bob Shane, sadly, we lost him again at the age of 85, going back to January 26th on this roll call of artists we lost in 2020. And again, this is not a complete all-inclusive list. We lost dozens of amazing talents. I'm trying to focus on some that I know our listenership would be familiar with, some that were rooted here in the area, and some that you might have just kind of overlooked over the years. Next up, this gentleman passed away on March 22nd. He was known by most as a great country singer, a Grammy Award winner, a collaborator with the likes of Dolly Parton and others. But he started out a little closer to Mr. Bob Shane. He was a member of a folk group. That's right. He was a member of a folk group. Let's see how many people will remember the folk side, the rock side, if you will, of Mr. Kenny Rogers. Just dropping in to see what condition our condition is in. Psychedelic rock from Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I woke up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep, dark hole, and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much, I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Just dropping in to see what condition our condition was in. Certainly a far cry from Islands in the Stream. That is what we are. Remember that that country classic and all the country songs that Kenny Rogers was known for? Well, as I mentioned previously when we were talking about the death of Bob Shane of the Kingston Trio, Kenny was a folkie. He started out as a member of the New Christie Minstrels, and he and a few other people from that group left to form a band called The First Edition. And that became a huge hit, the one we just heard from The First Edition. Just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in, a psychedelic rock folk song that peaked at number 5 on the top 100 Billboard charts. And then a little later in the 70s, he went on into the solo career phase and worked with Dolly Parton, Sheena Easton, The Gambler, Islands in the Stream, and so many others. Kenny Rogers lost to us on March 22nd of 2020. I'm Tom Lounges. You are listening to Lakeshore Public Radio. This is Midwest Beat, and we are counting down some of the artists that we lost in 2020. And the next one up, we lost on March 29th. And you may or may not know his name by his name, but I know you will know his song, at least this song. It was made famous by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. And I know as soon as you hear it, you're going to know it. You're going to probably sing along. But this is his version. The gentleman that wrote it with his band, The Arrows. We lost Mr. Alan Merrill, the author of I Love Rock and Roll, on March 29th. And here's his take.
Machine. I knew she must have been about 17. The beat was going strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long till she was with me. Yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long till she was with me. Yeah, me. Singing.
I love rock and roll. Put another dime in the jukebox, baby. I know you were singing along with that, weren't you? We were. Jose and I were dancing in the studio. Everyone knows that song is a major hit for Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. That was actually the original version of it by Alan Merrill. He is a songwriter. We lost him at age 69 due to COVID-related deaths on March 29th. His band, The Arrows, definitely worth checking out if you're into the classic rock 60s kind of groove. Check out Alan Merrill. That's Alan, A-L-A-N, Merrill, double R, double L. One day later, after Alan Merrill, we lost another gentleman who was huge in the pop charts, huge in the R&B side of the charts. On March 30th, we lost the amazing singer-songwriter, song interpreter, Bill Withers, at the age of 81. He had many hits. This is one of them.
It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home anytime she goes away.
Ain't no sunshine when he's gone, and he is gone. That is Mr. Bill Withers. And again, we lost him at age 81 on March 30th of 2020. He was a master of R&B, funk, smooth soul, blues, rock, pop. The guy could do it all. He had so many amazing hits. Just the two of us. Lovely day. Use Me. Use Me till you use me up. Remember that one? Ain't No Sunshine. And, of course, the one everybody always thinks of when they hear the name Bill Withers, Lean On Me. He won 3 Grammy Awards, was nominated for 6 more, and, well, he was one of the greats in the R&B pop world. Mr. Bill Withers lost to us 2020, March 30th. It hit a little closer to home with our next one, number 7 on our list here of those on the roll call. A guy that started out in Maywood, Illinois. He was part of the folk scene in Old Town, along with Steve Goodman, Bonnie Kolak, and others. In fact, he was one of the power trio, you would say, in the Old Town scene at the Earl of Old Town, Holstein, some of the clubs like that. It was always Bonnie in the middle and 2 guys on either side. We had Steve Goodman and we had Mr. John Prine. April 7th, we lost John Prine, and this is the one that most people know him for. Bonnie Raitt did a great tribute, but you got to give it to John when he sings.
I am an old woman named after my mother. My old man is another child that's grown old. If dreams were lightning, thunder were desire, this old house would have burnt down a long time ago. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go.
John Prine, Chicago Zone. He was a big hit when he performed at Coachella in 2014. John was doing cruises. He was doing all kinds of different cruises with Americana artists. He was nominated and won awards left and right. He was 73 years old when he passed away this past year, 2020, at the age of 73. We lost John on April 7th. And rock and roll might not be the animal that it is if it weren't for the next person on our roll call. He passed away on May 9th. He was flamboyant, to say the least, but he was a mover and definitely a shaker. We lost him to bone cancer. He was 87 years young because this guy never aged. He always looked great. I had the chance to see him a couple of times in concert, and I don't think there was ever a better all-around entertainer than Mr. Little Richard, Richard Penniman, who we lost on May 9th at the age of 87. Let's remember him now. The saxophone, the keyboard, that was the sound of Little Richard. Good golly, Miss Molly. The late, great Richard Penniman, one of the architects of rock and roll, died due to bone cancer at the age of 87 on May 9th. As we do the roll call of 2020 artists who left this mortal coil and are rocking up in heaven, Moon Martin is another one of those names, kind of like Alan Merrill. You know, we all knew I Love Rock and Roll. Alan Merrill wrote it, did the first version with the Arrows. Well, this guy never got his just due. He had a couple of charted hits, a couple of AM hits, a Rolene being one of them. We're not going to play that one. Rolene is one you might remember, but I know you're going to sing along with this one, but you'll be thinking of another late great rocker named Robert Palmer. But Robert never wrote it. Moon Martin did. And Moon was lost to us on May 11th, 2020. Let's remember one of his greatest songs, Bad Case of Lovin' You.
Hot summer night.
Who remembers that song? Doctor, Doctor, Bad Case of Loving You, made famous by Robert Palmer. And Willie DeVille did another one of his songs, Moon Martin songs, called Cadillac Walk. Moon Martin died on May 11th of 2020 of natural causes. He was the age of 74. We are counting down some of the key artists that we lost, musical artists, in 2020. We still have several more to get to. The day before my birthday, June 5th this year, was tragic because this loss hit me in a strong way, as it did many here in Northwest Indiana. He was one of ours. He was a gentleman that has sang live in this studio multiple times. He's a gentleman I got to share the stage with, got to be friends with, break bread with. He was a friend of many. He was a good man. He was a spiritual man. And I'd like to remember our friend Gene Stewart of the Spaniels Forever. He was one of the guys with that voice that would just carry a song indefinitely. When you put him together with Patrick and Billy and Dan, the sound was unique. And Gene was a big part of the Spaniels Forever as well as the gospel group, the Soul Stirrers, which was founded by Sam Cooke. We've got a clip here of Gene Stewart, Northwest Indiana's own, singing that famous song, the last song that Sam Cooke recorded, which is A Change is Gonna Come, and it's an appropriate song for all the craziness going on in 2020 that we've seen. So here we go. Gene Stewart. Change is going to come. We had a lot of changes in 2020, didn't we? Including saying goodbye to some of the great music makers of our generation, that being one of them out of Northwest Indiana, Gene Stewart, of the Spaniels Forever, of the Soul Stirrers gospel band in Chicago. And that is Gene singing one of the big Soul Stirrer songs going back all the way to the Sam Cooke days. Gene was in the studio many times with the Spaniels Forever. Christmas shows, summer shows. We did concerts all over the area. And, Jose, you remember something special about Gene when he was in the studio. What was your connection with Gene? What did he give to you?
Well, I haven't been eating out in a while, but I remember he was here and we were talking pizza.
He was the pizza king.
And he turned me on to this really nice place with some great thin crust, I believe in Gary.
Wow. Yeah, every time the Spaniels were here, we had to always get pizza and sometimes cookies because Patrick loves cookies as well as pizza.
Yep, yep.
It was always a feast, musical and otherwise, when the Spaniels Forever were here. And hopefully we'll get the surviving members back in here again soon. I know it's been rough with everybody being of a certain age and health issues being a concern. But we want to get those guys back in here and recreate some of that musical magic. We are counting down the roll call of great artists we lost in 2020. Next on the list, Mr. Paul Chapman, guitarist of the British band UFO. In fact, we lost two UFO members. And because they were such a pivotal part of Chicagoland, even though they were a British band, every summer in the 70s, as a kid, I would go see them at the Hammond Civic Center. And then right after that, we'd go see them at the Chicago Amphitheater because they would often play there back to back, and sometimes the Aragon. So Paul Chapman died on June 9th. Here's a UFO song that features him. I think he co-wrote as well, Lettin' Go. UFO, Lettin' Go, Paul Chapman featured on that. Paul William Chapman, known by his friends as Tonka, passed away at the age of 66 on June 9th. And we're going to get to another UFO song. That's why we cut that one a little bit short, because we also lost later in the summer Mr. Pete Way, another great guitar player from UFO. We'll get to that in a moment. But another death that impacted me, there were a couple this year that really took the wind out of my sails, and that was my longtime friend and person that I would interview two, three times a year for many, many years. I met him over 40 years ago, and we had him on the show at the end of 2019, never knowing that I would never have the chance to speak with him again on the radio. And as my good friend Charlie Daniels, who passed away on July 6th of a brain aneurysm, and everyone knows the songs he's famous for. I'm going to play one that is a special song of mine that I always loved from him, called The Summer of 68, Charlie Daniels Band.
In the rock and roll war, he came home on a long silver train, never knew what he was dying for. Just another lesson that the world learned a little too late. That's just the way it was in the summer of 68. Martin got shot down in Memphis, and the world went a little insane. Angry people out in the streets, and the cities were all in flames. Just another sacrifice to prejudice, evil, and hate. But that's just the way it was in the summer of 68. Generation thought that they could change the world.
The Summer of 68, one of my personal favorites from his expansive catalog. my good friend Charles Edward Daniels, Charlie Daniels to the rest of us. And, you know, I could have played Devil Went Down to Georgia or any of the other major hits, but I thought that was one. He was such a beloved man, a man of righteousness, a man that saw everyone as equals in that song. And he loved the military and those that fought for our freedoms. And that song kind of sums it up, a little bit of American history wrapped up all about the summer of 68. Rest in peace, Charlie. We lost him on July 6th. Another great talent that the average bear probably doesn't realize that how important he was. We all know Fleetwood Mac, and everyone thinks of Stevie Nicks and, you know, and the Rumours album. But Fleetwood Mac started as a British blues band in the 1960s. And the engine of the original Fleetwood Mac band was neither Fleetwood nor Mac. It was Peter Green. And Peter wrote some epic songs. He was a great blues guitar player that came to Fleetwood Mac from John Mayall. And this is one that you might recognize as a Santana song, but it was actually a number one for Fleetwood Mac. Peter Green, we lost him on July 25th.
Yes, I got a black magic woman, got me so blind I can't see. That she's a black magic woman and she's trying to make a devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yes, don't turn your back on me, baby. You're messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby.
Giving a little bit of a twist to that song we're familiar with by Santana. That's Peter Green and Fleetwood Mac and Black Magic Woman. He also wrote Oh Well, which is a famous song from the Fleetwood Mac catalog. And for the Judas Priest fans, the metal fans, did you know that it was Peter Green and Fleetwood Mac that originally did the Green Manalishi with a two-pronged crown? It's true. What a mover and a shaker Peter Green was. We lost him at age 73, July 25th of 2020. This next artist is another one that was huge in the folk scene. He was an American singer-songwriter and actor, but he was beloved by the Hispanic community. He had so many, many songs. Lemon Tree, I'm Coming Home, Cindy. Sally Was a Good Old Girl. And, of course, this one, Guantanamera. Rest in peace, Trini Lopez, who we lost on August 11th. Give us that trill, Trini.
Guajira, Guantanamera, Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera. Yo soy un hombre sincero, de donde crece la palma. Yo soy un hombre sincero.
Guantanamera. Trini Lopez, American singer-songwriter that was beloved by the Hispanic community, was part of the American folk music scene and huge in the 1960s. We lost him to COVID on August 11th. Let's give a little snippet of a latter-day UFO song. This one features the late, great Pete Way on guitar. He passed away on August 14th. This will be a short clip just to represent Pete's version of UFO. Shoot! Pete Way on guitar with that version of UFO passed away on August 14th. And as long as we're playing metal, let's remember a guy that I had the honor of bringing along with his band, Quiet Riot, for an in-store to meet fans here in Northwest Indiana at Hegwisch Records in Merrillville. When Quiet Riot was out working with Poison, had the opportunity to work with Frankie Benelli, found him to be an amazingly charming and funny man. We lost Frankie, the drummer of Quiet Riot, August 20th. Here they are on an old Slade song that took him to number one, Come On, Feel the Noise. Listen to them drums! You Made of Money, all right. They did a great version of that. Come On, Feel the Noise, an old Slade song. They also did Mama, We're All Crazy Now, and powering Quiet Riot in those early hits was Frankie Benelli, who stayed with the band for quite a while. We lost Frankie on August 20th. We had Noddy Holder of Slade on the Friday show of Midwest Beat a couple weeks ago, and we were talking about Frankie and that song. Another artist that we had within a week of that was Mick Box of Uriah Heep. He called us live from London, and we were talking about two other gentlemen from Uriah Heep that we lost in 2020. Lee Kerslake died on September 19th, and Ken Hensley, who I was supposed to have on this show within a week of having Mick Box on. And then Ken up and died on November 19th. So let's play a song from Uriah Heep that represents both Lee and Ken. They were both on it. This is The Wizard. Uriah Heep, The Wizard. You're listening to Lakeshore Public Radio as we do the roll call of some of the artists we lost in 2020, some of the amazing musicians that we say goodbye to. Right there, two of them, Lee Kerslake and Ken Hensley, both members of Uriah Heep. And we lost Lee on September 19th, and just 2 months to the day later, Ken Hensley on November 19th. And we lost Ken just about a week prior to him being scheduled to appear on this show. And saddens me. We did get a chance to talk to Mick Box, though, and we remembered both of them when we talked about the Uriah Heep box set. This next one, another great talent, a great country star. But I'm going to play a song that he wrote. He actually started out as a songwriter before he got famous as a country artist. And this is a song that you might remember by another guy. His name was Elvis.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto, and his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing that she don't need, it's another
hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. Elvis Presley took that to number one. Mac Davis wrote it. And it was Mac that we lost on September 19th. He had had heart surgery in Nashville, and he became seriously sick and passed away at the age of 78. And again, Mac Davis on September 29th. And that same day, a lady that he wrote songs for as well, and a lady that he did TV appearances with. They often performed together, believe it or not. They died on the same day within hours apart. Helen Reddy, I Am Woman. Helen died on September 29th, along with Mac Davis, and another friend of mine who also shares that death date. We'll get to him next.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend, 'cause I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor. No one's ever gonna keep me down again. Whoa, yes, I'm wise, but it's wisdom for the pain. Yes, I paid the price, but look how much I gained. If I have to, I can do anything. I am strong, strong. I am invincible.
She is woman, hear her roar. One of the biggest female artists of the pop scene back in the 1970s, giving that song an anthem to the women's movement, Helen Reddy, who passed away on September 29th. She was in hospice, as I understand. Mac Davis, her friend, passed away within hours, who we heard from in the ghetto there. And also on September 29th, and this one struck a little closer to home, he was a dear friend. Met him when he was performing at the Point East in Linwood, and we became very good friends. In fact, on my 25th birthday, Spencer Davis, the British icon of the British invasion scene, actually flew out to Merivale, Indiana to show up at a surprise birthday party for me at a place called Hi Dad's off of Broadway. And every time I think of Spencer Davis, I'll never forget him walking in with one of those wife beater T-shirts and me saying, "Wow, Spence, you showed up." Yeah, I didn't know he was coming in, but he was in town in the Midwest, and he made a point to come, and I love him forever for that. Gimme some lovin'. Spencer Davis, also lost on September 29th, along with Helen and Mac. They say death comes in threes, and on September 29th, it certainly lived up to that. Spencer Davis, gimme some lovin'. A good friend of mine over the years, September 29th, he shuffled off this mortal coil. We also had Helen Reddy and Mac Davis, who also died just hours apart. Spencer was instrumental because he also introduced the world to a young singer named Steve Winwood. Stevie Winwood is the voice you heard there when he was about 15 years old. And Spence, I will miss you. He died of pneumonia in Los Angeles on the 19th, as I mentioned, at the age of 81. This next death impacted the world of rock and roll in a way that none have in a while. Talking about Eddie Van Halen, many say that Eddie did for the guitar for his generation what Jimi Hendrix did for the early rock generation, and I think you'd be hard-pressed to argue that point. Eddie really reinvented rock guitar, and we lost him on October 10th. And, of course, the one that introduced us to him off that first album, they made us realize he's not just your average guitar player. This is Eddie Van Halen going back to that first album. He died at the age of 65, and this is Eruption. Does it get any better than that? A man that reinvented electric guitar for rock and roll of a new generation, the late, great Eddie Van Halen. And according at the time of his death on October 10th, it wasn't really sure what he had passed from. But it later came out that he had some kind of cerebrovascular event, basically a stroke in common terms. And he also had some underlying illnesses, too, including pneumonia, and he had a blood disorder. And, of course, he famously was suffering from lung cancer. A lot of things that took Eddie Van Halen down, but his music will never be forgotten. And that guitar, wow. November 21st, we lost someone close to home, a gentleman used to play the clubs out here. And I'm talking about Greg Ziggy Bielia, a member of Hartsfield, a country rock band from Chicago signed to Mercury Records. Let's give you one of theirs. This is a favorite from the fans. The only time I'm sober is when you're gone, baby. Hartsfield, remembering Ziggy.
When I first met you, I didn't understand what a nagging, bitching woman can do to a man. Well, it seems that the girl I married ain't quite the same. Well, I thought I knew you better when I gave you my name. Now,
the only time I'm sober's when you're gone.
Rest in peace, Ziggy. Greg Bielia of Hartsfield, Chicago's very own, bassist of that band. On November 21st, we lost him. On December 10th, a good friend of this show, a good friend of mine, an artist I did a lot of work with, an artist that we had so many plans to accomplish. The youngest son of Mr. Muddy Waters, Joseph Mojo Morganfield, a familiar name and sound and voice to my listeners. This was the song that he had just released. It was at number one on the day he passed, December 10th. This is Good to Be King, Mojo and the Boys. Good to be king. The late, great Joseph Mojo Morganfield, youngest son of Muddy Waters, passed away December 10th. A good friend of mine, a good friend of this show. I will miss him forever. I especially miss him this year with all the wonderful things we had planned together. It chokes me up just talking about him. I really, really will miss that man. We also lost on December 20th another member of the British Invasion, Mr. Chad Stewart. He was half of Chad and Jeremy. They had a huge hit called Summer Song. He died on December 20th. I had the opportunity to meet Chad and Jeremy through some mutual friends at a British Invasion reunion a few years ago. So let's remember Chad with the Summer Song, because summer's coming on, and this is a staple.
Trees swaying in the summer breeze, showing off their silver leaves as we walked by. Soft kisses on a summer's day, laughing all our cares away, just you.
Laughing Our Cares Away. Chad and Jeremy taking you back to the 1960s with Summer Song. Chad Stewart, half of that amazing team, passed away December 20th of 2020. This is our roll call of some of the great music makers that we lost. Of course, we can't fit them all into 1 hour, but I picked some of my favorites, some of those that I know my listeners know, and some that have an impact here in the region. And there's not a rock and roller among us that has not yelled at some point in their career, "More cowbell!" So we're going to do Mississippi Queen in memory of the late, great Leslie West and Mountain. Leslie died December 23rd. Let's give him a little props.
Mississippi Queen,
Mississippi Queen. Did someone say more cowbell? I thought I heard that. Leslie West had the opportunity to interview him a few years ago, and he had suffered from diabetes. He had lost a leg to that, but he was a go-getter. He lost all the weight that that he was known for back in the day, hence the reason they called the band Mountain. He was such a big man, but he lost it all, and sadly, the cause of his death at age 75 was cardiac arrest. So we lost Leslie December 23rd of Mississippi Queen Mountain fame. Also had some other projects that you should check out. One of the great guitar players that doesn't quite get the credit. In closing, we're going to leave you with a song that kind of sums things up. And it also serves, we didn't acknowledge this guy too often when you talk about some of the great bands, but he certainly had an important role in the Silver Bullet Band. I'm talking about the sax man himself, Mr. Alto Reed. He was lost to us on December 30th at the age of 72 of colon cancer. And who can ever forget the amazing saxophone intro to Turn the Page? This is our final song, and I'll say good night and good day and God rest all the souls of these great rock and rollers. Alto Reed. Also. God bless y'all.
Some highway east of Omaha, you can listen to the engine moaning out his one note song. You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before. But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do when you're riding 16 hours and there's nothing much to do. And you don't feel much like riding, you just wish the trip was through. See, here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Here I go, playing star again. There I go, turn the page. Well, you walk into a restaurant strung out from the road, and you feel the eyes upon you as you're shaking off the cold. You pretend it doesn't bother you, but you just want to explode. Most times you can't hear them talk, other times you can. All the same old cliches. Is that a woman or a man? And you always seem outnumbered, you don't dare make a stand. Here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Here I go, playing star again. There I go, turn the page. Out there in the spotlight, you're a million miles away. Every ounce of energy you try to give away. As the sweat pulls out your body like the music that you play. Later in the evening, as you lie awake in bed, with the echoes from the amplifiers ringing in your head, you smoke the day's last cigarette, remembering what she said. here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Here I go playing the star again. There I go. Turn the page.